Good morning, everyone. This week, in addition to celebrating Shavuot on Sunday and Monday, on Shabbat we'll be reading Parshat Bamidbar, beginning Sefer Bamidbar. And as we take a look at this new chapter, so to speak, in Jewish history, as the Jewish people prepare to move on from Har Sinai, there's an imperative that's given to the Jewish people by Hashem that if we take a little bit of a closer look at this imperative and follow the track of this imperative through the first two parshiot, there's a word that comes up over and over and over again. The imperative is to count the Jewish people, and the word count is really pakod, and that's not just the word in modern Hebrew. That's the word in biblical Hebrew. And the Torah says it uses that word when it's doing the counting, not just here where it says Eleh ha-pikudim, where these are the countings, but also in Parshat Pikudei, where we describe the accountings. That's where there's this focus on numbers, and yet the imperative to count the Jewish people is given using the following words, rather than tifkidu osam, which comes up in the next pasuk, which means to count them. The imperative is se'u et rosh kol adat b'nei Yisrael, to literally lift up the heads of all of the assemblage of the Jewish people, l'mishpachosam l'beis avosam, via their families and their houses of origin. And what's interesting about looking at this week's parsha and next week's parsha as well is that the root of the word se'u, yud sin aleph, comes up over and over and over again. First, it comes up at the beginning of this week's parsha with that word se'u et rosh b'nei Yisrael, but the next thing that happens is there are leaders that are described, that are delineated, and the Torah presents them as Ela Shemos Ha'anashim Asher Ya'amdu Itchem. These are the names of the individuals who will stand amongst you. And then it says Luruvain, for Ruvain it's Elitzur ben Shedeur, and for Shimon it's somebody else, and Yehuda it's somebody else. But as we find out in next week's Parsha, these individuals are called Nisi'im, Nun Sin Yud Aleph, Nisi'im, Nasi, and in fact, the root of Nasi is that same Yud Sin Aleph, that same word to elevate, which makes sense because they are elevated, they are lifted up above their fellow. Not just that, but when the Levi'im are described as not being counted, the Torah says that Hema Yis'u, that their job is to carry Et HaMishkan. So instead of being elevated in account, they elevate other things. This word Yisa, Yud, Sin, Aleph, keeps coming up over and over and over again. But it's not just there. The name of next week's Parsha is Parshat Naso. That same root, that same concept of lifting up. Naso, Es, Rosh, B'nei, Gershon. Again, an elevation. And what's the idea behind this word coming up over and over and over again? What is this Yisa theme that is presenting itself so strongly at the outset of this process? Well, the Jewish people are leaving the side of a har, the side of a mountain, where they experienced a hierarchical relationship with Hashem being at the top, and through Moshe and then on to the rest of the Jewish people. Now the Jewish people are leaving that mountain, and what they are assigned to do is not just to count the Jewish people, but to count the Jewish people in a specific way, with a leadership structure, with not just a familial structure, not just a tribal structure, but with Nisi'im, with leaders. And there's this hierarchical creation, a structure of society that's being created at the outset of Parshat Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar, as the Jewish people walk away from the physical mountain. They create a sociological mountain, and it's for that reason that over Sefer Bamidbar, we'll be examining in fundamentals of Jewish thought, we'll be taking a look at leadership in the in the Jewish world through the lens of Torah, and hopefully everyone will join and see what the Torah has to say about different forms of leadership, government, politics, and policy. Have a great Shabbos.